name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everyone. Happy Feast of Palm Sunday to you. It's a great feast, right? You happy? You guys happy? All right, the kids are happy. How about the adults? Are you happy? All right, this is a great day. It's a blessed day, and it's nice for many reasons. One, we're all together. This is a day that we can count on every one of us to be here. Number two, the hymns are so beautiful and joyous. And I always say Palm Sunday is like not long enough in the sense that we turn into the Holy Week really quickly and the tunes turn sad. But I love this day, the joyous tunes. Everyone also loves the palm branches, right? All the palms. It's a joyous, 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 joyous day. What an amazing celebration. But here's the thing. I don't know if you were paying attention. There were four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that had the same story of Palm Sunday. But I don't know if you were paying attention, but there was another side to the story that I have to share with you. Because we see who's coming in on a donkey. Just so we're all on the same page. Who's coming in? Jesus is coming on a donkey. It's a celebration. Right? It's a celebration. But there's something that Jesus does before he enters Jerusalem in the Gospel of Luke. Anybody pay attention? He does something before he enters. Let me read it to you. Luke 19. Pay attention. Imagine there's a celebration happening. But Luke 19 says this. Now as he drew near to Jerusalem, he saw the city and he... Who knows what he did? He saw the city and he... Who knows what happened? He started crying. Did you know that? Do you know today is Palm Sunday and Hosanna and it's great and the palm branches? But Jesus, before he entered the city, it says here in Luke 19, he drew near to Jerusalem, he saw the city, and he wept over it. Why? Why? I like the celebration, Jesus. I like the palm branches, Jesus. I like that you're coming in and we're having fun. He's coming into Jerusalem. And not only to Jerusalem. Do you know one of the first things he did when he got to Jerusalem, based on the readings today? He entered into the... Who knows? When he came into Jerusalem, he entered somewhere. He entered into the temple. Good. He entered into the temple. Do you know what he did in the temple? He started preaching the best sermon. He started singing the hymns. What did he do when he got... Wait a minute. Jesus is crying. We're celebrating. He comes into Jerusalem. People are so happy. He goes into the temple. And he does something again. It's paradox. It's opposite. It's weird. But not so weird. You know what he does? He goes into... Let me follow this in Matthew 21. Just listen to this. I'm not going to make you guys open up. But just listen. He goes into the temple. And Jesus went into the temple of God. What did he do? Did he preach a sermon? He drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple. And he overturned the tables and money changers and seats of those who sold doves. He said, it's written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Good. But you made it a den of thieves. You guys know it very well. So Jesus came in. We're all celebrating today. Like we're all, you got your palm thing, you got your palm crop. We're all celebrating, and Jesus is weeping, and he's overturning tables. Like, this doesn't match. What are you trying to say? Listen to this from Luke 19 again. That he went into the temple and began to drive out those who sold it and saying, it is written, my house should become a house of prayer. I don't get it. Do you get it? Joyous or not joyous? Is today joyous or not? Is today a celebration or not? Because Jesus is crying and overturning tables. It's like, you know, when someone's birthday, someone comes in and just like throws the cake and throws everything and rips up the gifts and says, I don't want it. It's weird. Jesus, what are you doing? Let me tell you what he's doing, which is so amazing. Jesus is weeping and fighting for your heart and mine. He says, I'm coming in to retake, to reclaim what belongs to him. It doesn't belong to you. Your life doesn't belong to you. My life doesn't belong to me. He's coming this week as the king to reclaim and to retake. That's why he's weeping. That's why he's overturning tables. That's why he's coming into the temple. You know, the temple is really the temple. This is the temple. You guys, this is the temple right here. He's coming to clean it, drive out. It says here in the Bible, he wants to drive something out. So I think that's something we need to figure out today. What is it, God, you're trying to drive out of me? Something has to be removed. You know, yesterday was another special day. Who remembers yesterday? What was yesterday's celebration? Was Lazarus Saturday. And Father Anthony said something really nice. He said the door of the tomb is blocking Lazarus from being resurrected. That the door, the stone, had to be removed. So what I want to say to you today is, yesterday and today, God wants to drive something out. Let me just say it in a nutshell. Let me just be honest. We're family here. For you and for me, he's trying to remove something this week. He's trying to remove that the stone from the doorway. He's trying to come into the temple and he wants to remove something. He's the king. And you know what he's saying? I'll fight you for your hearts. I want it back. It belongs to me. Now for us, we might have it a little bit with God and a little bit with something else. Guess what? He doesn't like that. He doesn't want to. Because he even says, love your God with all your heart. So our heart doesn't belong to anything else except him. Fully. But something else, he's weeping and he's overturning tables because he wants to remove something from us today. This is why he's crying. This is why he's over. But to us, we're just like, okay, God, what's going on? And we're saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. But I would ask you this question. What is it? What is it, guys, that he's trying to take away from you this week? What is it? By the way, I know and you know, both of us, we're trying to hold on to this thing with our dear life, whatever it is. Because here, he has to overturn. He has to fight for it. Now, I'm not here to put things in your head, but I just want to remind you of some things. He may be trying to come into your life and remove a friendship that doesn't work. And listen to this. I'm not going to be popular right now, but it's okay. Jesus overturned tables. Let me just overturn a little bit, a few things here. So he is saying to us today, there's an unhealthy relationship we could be having. He's ready to take that away this week. You're like, no, come on. I'm trying. So it could be a friendship. It could be an unhealthy relationship. It could be a habit that you're holding on to and I'm holding on to with our dear life. I'm holding on to it. This is mine. And God says, No. This week it's mine. I am the king, not you. It could be laziness with spending time with God. It could be a sin that we're just enjoying. God says, it's mine. Could be an unforgiving heart. I'm taking that away from you. Could be a selfish behavior. I'm removing that this week. Could be a lie that we're living. I'm removing it. It could be that I can't say thank you and I'm so ungrateful and I complain and I'm bitter. I don't know. But what I'm saying to you is this. Jesus is coming on Palm Sunday to weep and to overturn. And we think, God, you having a bad day? Today's a celebration, Jesus, come on. But the reason is because he wants to make it better for you and for me. He's not doing that because he wants to punish us. We have to remove that from our vocabulary. Jesus is not coming to punish us. He's coming to save us. Hosanna means save us. But the way he saves us is different than what we think. They thought he was coming to be the king and retake over the Romans. And we think Jesus is supposed to do this. He's saying, no. The way I'm going to save you is different than the way you want. I'm taking something from you this week. And we have two options. Fight for it. Hold on to it. I'm not going to change. I'll change for this week. I'll be good this week. No. This is not about this week. Jesus is fighting for something longer term. He's ready to do a little bit of force. Let me ask you a question. Let me be honest. If you, as a parent, I'm talking to you right now, you understand this 100%. And if you're not a parent, you're going to be a parent one day. So listen. If you see little Johnny on the ground playing with a lighter and flicking a lighter, are you going to say, little Johnny, that's so cute. Look at little Johnny. Let's take a picture of little Johnny. He's flicking a lighter. He's got a lighter and he's flicking a lighter. Are you going to say that? What are you going to do? with little Johnny? You're gonna let him play with a lighter? If you are, you're a cruel parent, okay? You're gonna grab that lighter and little Johnny is gonna be surprised. Okay? Or let me give you another example. You know how babies like to pick up things on the carpet, like all the time putting them out? What if your child has something sharp, really sharp, and it's getting ready to put it in the mouth, and it's like this close? What are you going to do? You're going to say, "Whoa, look at that! That's amazing! Look at my son, my daughter, she's playing it." No. What are you going to do? You're going to swipe it, and the baby's going to look at it like you're a maniac, but you're going to do something to that child. The child is going to start screaming and crying, but you're going to save their life. That's exactly what's happening with us and God. I remember a story. I just thought about it like 10 minutes ago. So I thought about a story that happened when my son Josiah was 2 years old. We were in Zambia and there was a wasp. Now I'm talking about the wasp. This is like the queen wasp was flying towards Josiah. And he's like 2 years old. And I honestly, it was like out of a movie. It was like slow motion. I saw the wasp coming to him, and I went, it was like slow motion, and I dove on the side, and all I can remember is his face. He's like, his face was like, "What is Daddy doing to me?" And I tackled him, and I turned him upside down, and the wasp, I don't know what happened to the wasp hit me, but it didn't sting me. And I was just like, and he was screaming for like a long time. I'll say a long time. He was screaming and crying, but I did what God is doing today. He's coming. And he's coming. He's going to do something. And you're going to be like, "What are you doing? Why? Why is my life like that?" He's doing it because he wants to. He doesn't want us. He's trying to protect us. He's trying to save us. And we're holding on tight. He doesn't want us to be hurt. We think he's hurting us, but he's actually saving us. But I'm asking the question to you today. I'm asking you a question honestly. Honestly, are you going to let it go or not? Whatever he's fighting for, are you going to keep it or let it go? It's a fight. When Jesus overturns the table, he's fighting to clean this temple, to clean these thoughts. He's coming. He's coming to take his throne again. Do you know where his throne is? We always say his throne is on the cross. True. We say his throne is right here. True. But you know where his throne is? It's right here. God is reigning as king right here. He's taking it back. By the way, he's the owner. He's the owner. He's taking his ownership back of what belongs to him. Let me put it this way. We're here at Douglas Community Center. Do we own this building? Yes or no? We don't. We're renters. Wouldn't it be strange for you if today, and we started taking down these pictures, and we started putting up like your family pictures? We're gonna put up your family pictures here, and we started erasing these verses in the back here, put our verses in the Bible, and we started cleaning. Let's put some icons. Wouldn't it be strange for us when Douglas comes, the management ownership come tomorrow morning and they see that we took over this place? We did a little bit of remodeling. We can't. You know why? This place doesn't belong to us. We're renters. And trust us, we're renters. We're being very careful. Cleaning it up, making sure it's okay. And we should do that as owners as well. But we can't change anything here. We can't change any signs. We can't take down Douglas High School, remove it, and put up, you know, STSA. We can't. Because we're not owners. Your temple, your life, I know it sounds really bad, but it's good. It doesn't belong to you. You can't do it what you want. You can't use it as your life and do whatever you want. You can't. I can't. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to him. He is the king of my heart and yours. And we do whatever he says. One of the strangest stories today. Guys, it's one of the strangest stories. And we didn't even stop to think about it. Listen to this strange story. This is from Luke 19. I want you to tell me what's strange about this story. Listen. Jesus says, "Go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you'll find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you loosing it?' thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owner said to them, "Why are you loosing this colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of them." Then they brought this donkey to Jesus. What's strange about that story? What's strange about that story? What do you think? Who's the owner of this donkey? There's his owners over there. But Jesus said what? "No, no, bring the donkey to me." And they started untying. Imagine going to someone's house and just like, "We're taking this car. Go." No. They started to loosen the donkey, and the owner said, "Hey, what are you doing? This is mine." He said, "Jesus needs them." It's okay. Why? Why is that story interesting? Who's the owner? Who's the real owner? God is the owner of everything. God is the king of the universe. God is the king of this earth. God is ownership for us. Everything. You, me, my body, your life. If he says something, we do it. That's what they did. We need that donkey. Okay. If Jesus says something, you do it. That's how life works. Why? Because we're just like soldiers and we have no opinion? No. Because he knows what's better for you and for me. He knows how to take care of my life. Let me say it this way. Listen to me carefully. Let me say it this way. If you do what you want, the way you want, you'll never get what you want. Did you guys get that? I know it's a lot of wants. If you do what you want, the way you want, you may never really get what you want. What do you want? What are you fighting for? What are you fighting for? What are you holding on to that doesn't belong there? I'm saying let it go. If that relationship is not good, let it go. If that behavior and that thing you do in secret is not good, let's let it go. Let's let it go. It doesn't belong to us. It doesn't belong with us. What is it for you? What is it for me? Look, that's what he's crying about today. That's what he's coming to overturn today. That's why this whole Holy Week is day and night, morning, night, morning, night. Because he's fighting for your heart. He's going to fight. And is it? Look, to be honest, he's going to win the fight. But you're going to feel like your life is upside down. At moments of your life, it's like, why? Because he's fighting to regain what belongs to him. It belongs to him. How do we know if we're on the right track? If you're younger, listen to me, kids, youth, this is for you first. How do you know you're on the right track or on the wrong track? If you find yourself always going against your parents, teachers, coaches, leaders, Sunday school teachers, if you find yourself always against some like leaders who are in your life, kids, youth, I'm talking to you, pause one second. If you find yourself always against what your parents say to you, and always against the teacher, and you're always against Sunday school, maybe it's you and not them. Because they are instructed and responsible to care for you. If you're older, I would say it this way. Don't get me wrong, guys. If you're older and you find yourself blaming, complaining, and bitter about someone or something, it might be in us. But Abuna, you don't know my life. You don't know what they did. I know. You can only control your side of it. Maybe it needs to be a forgiveness. Maybe it needs to remove selfishness. I don't know. But if we're blaming older people, listen to me. If you're blaming and complaining, if you have bitterness, it might be something God wants to overturn in us. Today, Jesus is the King coming in to Jerusalem, into the temple, weeping and overturning it because he wants to fight for our heart. I would say this in conclusion. I'm done. I would say this in conclusion. What is our response? If he's fighting for me, if he's doing that for me, and he's knocking on my heart, St. John Chrysostom says it this way. When Jesus is knocking, find Jesus at the door of your heart, and you will find paradise. That's the goal of this week. Jesus is coming, knocking. Jesus is coming, overturning. Jesus is coming, driving out. Jesus is driving out something. But at the end of it, he's doing that to give you and me the paradise. That's why he went to the cross. That's why he died and resurrected. All I know is, the rest of liturgy, I want you to let go. I want you to let go. He's going to clean it. Look, guys, something I learned in my life, and I want you guys to know this. Jesus is going to take our heart any way he can. Either we give it to him, or he's going to take it. I say we give it to him. I say this week we surrender it. I say, God, I'm sorry. I've been lazy. I've been away. It's yours. If you hold on to it and you leave the church today and you hold on to it, I promise you, he's going to come and overturn. And you're going to find your life upside down. Not because God is punishing you. No. God loves you. He wants to give you the paradise. Today, this liturgy, time to give it up. Time to surrender. Time to let go. He's fighting for your heart. What will you do? Happy Palm Sunday. It is a joyous day, and it's a day that God wants to take back what belongs to him, which is your heart and mine. Let's pray for one another. Glory be to God forever. Amen.